Blog Talk Radio.
And I hope you heard you were a wild one, because you are if you found this station. Tonight we're calling in on 773-897-6461 if you want that wild fun. It's going to be wild. This is January, and we're talking about goal setting. We're talking about making it happen. We're talking about your life, because this is Psychics Gone Wild, where the readers come in. We do readings. We do fun. And so those of you that are tuned into that number, you're writing me already, make sure you go into the room and check it out. We've got some friends in there. We are talking. We're not doing readings in there tonight, but if you want to call that phone number, we are. We've got the wonderful surprise guest waiting. She's in the back. All of you love her. She's just wild and takes the tarot cards to a new level. We've got our phenomenal hostess, the empath, that takes and works so hard. She's dedicated to helping others. You know her as Lori C. We know her as the wildest one that's alive on this world today. So you guys get ready. Come on in and let's have some fun. We're going to play this introduction, and then we're going to turn around and open up the conversation. We got a lot of you calling in. Please let me in, Jethro. Where is Lori C? She's here. Yes, she is here. We like it, and we're happy. And those of you tuning in, I've got to tell you, I can't wait. Our surprise guest tonight that's going to come in tonight and play for a while, then head out of here, is from Tuesday's shows. Angie Mitchell's here. I know that. I knew you guys were going to be happy. Now, here's what Psychics Gone Wild will do and help we with.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
For those of you tuning in, who am I? I'm Jethro Smith. I'm the founder of this wild little party called Psychics Gone Wild. It's the intro says there, we are here to do good, to help do readings. We give away prizes on this show. We just have fun. The thing that we really ask is that you come with us with an open mind and ready to be a little wild. That's the name. If you're ready to just look out and expand your horizons and learn, you're at the right station. Tonight, I've got to get the phones open. We've got their fans waiting. They're waiting for the wonderful empath dedicated to helping others, caring and heartfelt dedication. She has a connection with plants and animals. She sees people who've crossed over in dream state and has experienced other paranormal activities. Lori resides in California, and she has with her husband and son is pursuing a career in this path. I apologize, Lori. I'm having some kind of a silly little bit of work with the things going on because the guides have grabbed Lori's phone, so bear with me on the technical support. Lori, can you hear me?
Hi.
Hi, yay, we've got your people calling, I got people and fans going on the wall here, going, it's Thursday night, where's my Lori? I'm going, here we got him, and now Angie's kicked in, people are going nuts over in the middle of the country.
The energy is kicking tonight.
It's kicking.
It really
I just
is.
Don't kick me on it. And we've got friends writing me from Facebook. Lori is the best. I can't wait to have another reading. She read my tarot. She knows what she's doing. I just hope you guys never let her go. Hang on to her, Jethro. This woman's a wild one. Oh, goodness. Okay.
You gotta send that check in the mail to me, though.
You want that check in the mail? She's going to send the check in the mail. You know, I'm going to be like Popeye's friend. It's coming Tuesday. I know Tuesday. Those of you know, Lori, you're just the wildest one. We've got some friends here talking about goals. We've got some ones we're going to be going with the work. Those of you that are new to the show, we bring you the best of the best, and we have tonight with Lori and Angie. Those of you calling in, you'll be able to get a reading from both ladies. The excellent part tonight, we're going to be discussing topics, so relax, set back, leave the driving to us. Lori, I've got a friend here writing in right off the bat. They're saying, Lori, you said you like plants and animals. My aunt used to talk to her plants, and she was able to get messages from them. Can you tell me if this is a good idea, or should I quit talking to my plants? My husband said it scares him.
You know what? I have always heard if you talk to your plants, they will grow better. I mean, if you want to talk to your plants, just talk in a low voice so your neighbors don't hear, I guess, so they don't think you're crazy. But
yes.
Anyway, I guess I talk to my plants. I mean, I have very good luck. I have a very big green thumb. So, but yeah, just go for it. If you feel like it, do it.
I love that. You're very liberal, and I agree. I know that from those of you tuning in, that's a very good subject, because if you're looking at setting your goals, I've had people tell me, never tell people, because if you're setting those goals and you tell someone, it means you're committed to the goals. So if you're telling, a good idea would be to tell your plants or things that, like that, that are working with you. The energies do feel it, and I agree with Lori. Talk with them. I had a, and I'm going to tease you, I had a stepmother who was very phenomenal, like Lori with Green Thumb. She was an adorable Aquarius, and her plants had names and everything, and she could tell you by what was going on with her plant what was going to happen. So I agree with you on the psychic. Just because old school or new school, we're still in the hot school. So, you know, use what works for you. And like Lori said, just, you know, if the neighbors look in, make sure you're keeping it down to a tone that they're not saying you and your plants are being rowdy. I'd hate to see you get kicked to the hot gardens. So we love all of you guys that are tuning in. We have our guest, and I'm going to bring her out here. Those of you know her, like I said, on Tuesday night, she's not only a phenomenal psychic, worked with her abilities, has been having herself a great time on Facebook too, but she's our special guest tonight. We snuck her in. You know, she's phenomenal, works with a lot of abilities here, and it's Angie Mitchell. Angie, how you doing?
Good. How are you tonight?
Wound to the hilt. Lori's got me on some kind of toddy I didn't ask for, but I'm doing it.
You know, these names. Can you send one my way tonight?
We start out, and then go in the room. We are serving that toddy, so go into our Psychic's Gone Wild room. We'll be giving you that. We have to send it through the computer, of course. I've had friends saying that Jan was serving cookies last week, and this week we're serving little hot toddies made by Lori, and we love them. So, I know you two ladies know each other from Facebook, both phenomenal people. And tonight we've got a lucky few people. We're going to try and get as many calls, but we got a few that will be coming in. Asking you, we'll start with you, Angie, because of the, you know, just the alphabet, and then we'll go to Lori. What would be one of the questions that somebody would ask you with the tarot that you might not want to look in those cards and see?
That's a really good question, Jethro. I know that Chris is like Barry White here, but when we get love questions, sometimes that can be a little tricky. That, you know, it makes me a little queasy when we start doing that.
Oh my goodness. And Lori, what about you as a Scorpio? Is there something that spooks you with picking up those tarot cards?
I will have to agree with Angie on that. The love subject, it can get pretty in depth. People have to understand, we only get the information through our source. They have to understand, they have to accept that information. They can't expect us to give them the answers. They have to work with those answers, and that will take time, you know, just like anything. So, yeah, I agree with Angie. The love part of the tarot, that's pretty tricky. Mm-hmm.
I love it. And I got to share just a quick story. You guys, I know I'm the big storyteller, and they're all teasing me on here. Jethro, be quiet. We want to hear the ladies. But I did have a story on that, and I loved it. I was doing the tarot, and I had a lady that was in there, and I could speak of her out of permission. We've joked about it for years. I read her about 20-some years ago in Colorado. I'm laying the cards out, and I get this energy. And the cards, for no reason on the cards, it said, there will be a man that will walk up to you in a store, and he will talk to you about chocolate chips. Don't level him out. Don't get mad. But ask that man, really, is he serious? And she's like, Jethro, where did you get those out of the cards? Long story short, we were doing the cards, and I was nervous at that point. After that, it broke for me. The man that came up and, long story, asked her about the chocolate chips was actually her future husband. And she did say, She goes, I thought it was, you know, a grocery store pickup. He walks up to me, and he's like, what about chocolate chips? She's like, what about a milkshake? You know, she's going to, you know, women that are in our country, they're like a little tough. I mean, she's just a ranch girl. If she would have laid a haymaker on him, they'd have found him in next week. And she's talking to him. He, long story short, he's laughing. He goes, I don't know. He goes, I just feel like, because I'm looking for, and they joked with him. And she goes, do you know Psychic Jethro? Her first response was, I'd set her up, you know. But long story short, they talked, became friends. It came out. So you guys, when you guys are doing it, I agree so much. The subconscious and the symbols of the tarot are so intense. So those of you tuning in, you're going to get some phenomenal reads. We've got people teasing. We will take turns. This is called a psychic round table. It's what you guys have seen with the other three readers. So like, it's like, I'm sorry you guys get to be our pie or a little bit, but what we'll do is like one of us will pick a piece and like we're reading and Lori sees this in her cards, Angie and me will compliment what she sees, and we'll work all three of us together to give you that reading. But we may disagree. We may, you know, if I see blue, which means to me, blue means you're being very verbal, and Lori says you're shy, we're not gonna get mad. And me and Lori go, okay, we're going home now, because Angie picked up that your blue means that you're working in a spaceship, and we find out you're actually an extraterrestrial. So it's okay. Don't get upset. I've had people with the round tables, they get all intense. This is for fun, and this is good, and we're all verified, you know, people. We're all very actual, real psychics and real readers and doing this. A lady, a good example, when we did this a couple of years ago, she called in, and one of the readers picked up that her man was not with her. She took that way out of text and got upset, got uptight, and, which told us there was something. Long story short, what we read is what we saw. What I percepted, I would never falsely accuse someone that the man was going to another house. Long story short, this turned into a big whoa. So if you are going to be on the show tonight with the radio, please make sure you're ready for adult time, because we are real and accurate. I'm not trying to scare you, but when it gets into this and you've got three strong people like we've got tonight, if you know your numerology, remember the Holy Trinity of three. When three strong people come together, you're going to get some intensity. So we're welcoming those calls. I got more people calling and go, bring it on, Jethro. I've been waiting to see you and Lori C. tear up the sky. Angie's on. I can't wait to see this one. Tear it up now. Okay, Daniel, calm down. You're in Chicago. You know how you get. He's one of our regulars. He's like, tear it up every night. We're going to have fun, and it's great. And, yes, we will. And we've got some Chris's fans over here writing on Skype. Where's Chris? Why don't you bring Chris in? And you and Jethro and Angie and Lori can just make this sucker burn it down, Jethro. So we will. We will one night, and that is a great idea. But we've only got so much space, and Blanca doesn't have enough machines to cover all of us right now because we probably could blow up something. Loving it here.
We're smoking.
We'll be smoking, yes. And those of you tuning in and want that reading, go on over to psychicsgonewild.com. Put in for your prizes. Put in for your fun. Remember, any of you that have been listening to the show, we used to have that little bit of time where all of us would kind of go in and give that thanks. I want to give that tonight. I want to give the thanks for the angels and the guides that brought all of our friendships together. We're here. We're in warmer places or nice places. We're living it. There's, you know, our families are where we are, safe and working. And for those who aren't, we put that prayer out for you. We're going to start that again as light workers. Each and every person, you know, put that light out and share it, because then it becomes this wave that goes across the country. I'm over here in Florida. Angie's between me and at the end of California's Lori. So we want to be, when we get done with it tonight, we want to send such a white wave that we make Lori go up and down a little bit over there like a wave. So I'm getting a little emotional tonight. You can tell my voice. Remember, when you call in, I want you guys to work with me a little bit. I've got a lot of new callers. This is Psychics Gone Wild. So please, I'll say your area code, and then I want you to, for me, to say your name, you know, because I need permission from my guides, and then we'll take turns. I know it's a psychic table. We got a lot of them pushing. They're like, I got to have Lori, and I need to have Angie. Please bear with me. Give a little bit. We'll give you, you may not get to read from all of us because there's so much, but you're going to get a little bit of fun and excitement, and we're going to talk the topic. Tonight, the topic is goals, and I got to be honest, I'm in trouble, and Lori already told me I will be grounded at home because I didn't do my homework. I've been so busy today trying to get everybody together and all my stuff I'm working on to get all of the hosts and the new people. We got some fun, exciting ones coming on that I didn't do my homework. So, Lori, I'm going to have you start out with a little bit of what you know with goals and what you've got to read, and then I will pick up some things that I've got here that I have used that did work for me.
Okay. I found some information on the web, and the first subject that caught my eye or matter was, what are personal goals? And it is, a goal is a result which requires effort to meet. Personal goals are goals set by an individual to influence the direction of his efforts. Personal goals are dreams trying to become reality. And then it says, from a different side, a goal is a desired result a person or a system envisions, plans, and commits to achieve a personal or organizational desired end point in some of assumed development. Many people endeavor to reach finite time by setting deadlines. It's for geez.
those natural bodies we were so good about. We both. Yeah, and I'm drinking water. I had someone write me out and go, Jethro, knock off the booze. I'm not drinking anything. I'm just on water. We were joking. I love that, Lori. You know what, those goals, and I know that what we were talking with before, for me, those of you remember, I come from a very rural place. I come from Wyoming. A lot of people didn't realize that he was even a state till recently. But the funny thing about the thing that we work with a lot of individuals there in Wyoming is we have a lot of rural. We have a lot of open area. It's beautiful there in the Rocky Mountains, but that we have a lot of extra time. And one of the things that I would do, I worked a lot of hours. So as a worker, I would have this time driving where I lived in my property. was a couple of miles out of town. Obviously, most people live around the town. And so while I would drive, I would meditate, and I would meditate my mind. I would meditate, and not medication, medicate me. I would meditate on what I wanted to have happen. And I would put out and see myself working on a psychic internet work, working as a psychic going to Florida, working on a psychic that was living in Sedona, Arizona, and I would visualize, see it, know it, and be it. And they used to laugh, my children and other people, because if they saw me driving down the road, here I am in a country town in my little 4Runner, you know, and I'd have the music blasted. I like really kind of wild, you know, R&B music, and it'd be rocking, and I'd be just singing away, and my mind was there. But what I would do with that is I was using the right and left side of my mind. I was stimulating the creative part, and the left side was putting together of all things to make sure it would happen. I used the music to keep that energy. And those of you who study and know you study with music, you get the best resource if you can do both sides of your mind. So there's how I learned with my goals. I know different ones of your writing. And Jethro, you have to have a quiet place. You need to sit down and put a picture. If I would have done that, my head would have been on the milk carton. I'd have been running down the street going, he's missing. You know, it just wouldn't happen. So, can we talk about this?
Wow.
Let's go, Lori, are you like that? Do you sit down in a quiet room and write your goals out in Crayolas and stick them up on the fridge and all that and sit and wait? Or are you a person that you're out there energy while you're doing your garden, seeing it and believing it?
those come to my mind. They come to my mind first, and then I have to hurry up and write them down, because if not, I will lose the thought. I will lose the thought. I have so many post-it notes in my little office here. Like, it's unreal. But,
oh my God! And see, what about you, Angie? I know you're a healer and a very phenomenal girl. You're very sensitive. How do you do your goals? Do you and your husband sit down together, or
when I set goals, I like to sit alone in a very quiet place, and I write them down in a journal.
Oh. My goodness. Now, what astrology are you, Angie?
I'm a Libra.
Oh, phenomenal. Air. Very beautiful. I love that. I you would have stumped the psychic. I could see you. Now you guys would know. I know of her husband. He's a phenomenal man named Rob. Very good person. I just visualized. I don't know. You two are like, they have a very good loving relationship. Don't write in, guys, who are like, Jethro's jealous of Rob. I'm not jealous. I love Rob. What I'm saying is they have a very positive relationship. I'm glad. Does it come out when you're sitting down quiet by yourself? Do the goals just flow, or are they something you have to work on?
They just flow. And as I'm writing it, I can visualize it. And being in the quiet allows me to focus so I can set it.
Love that. And I do apologize to you guys on the phone. We're having so wild energy right now. There's blue numbers coming up. We have a state that's haunting Lori, but it's Georgia. We love you, Georgia. Never forget sweet Georgia. But we're having stuff go on, so the phones are a little kooky. So hang on as we try to get a few of you guys on the phones. It's just hilarious. We have a person writing me from Wisconsin. I'm listening to the show tonight. For some reason, I keep having this bird fly at my window, Jethro. I think it's a message. You guys are a little bit wild. I don't know why, but the bird is giving me a feeling that things are going to be changing very good for you soon. I'm giving you my blessing. This is your friend Natalie, and I want to make sure you know that I love you the world because you helped me with my son. Well, thank you, Natalie. Reedy, you guys are going to get me all emotional cracked in here. And we thank you. Yeah. Going on with here, we're looking at the energy. You got to remember, I'm just reading this live off of here on Skype. That made me feel very good. Looking at the energy, Jethro, I have got to ask you and Lori and your friend, why is it that every time my husband comes in, my goals go out the window? I must tell you, we've been married 16 years. Twice he's left me, and he's went out and found himself a new love and a life. My life started coming together. I was able to get a job, work, and do things I had not done for myself. 2.5 years later, he's back in town. Long story short, we didn't get the divorce as planned. He's back, and I quit working. I ended up back at home feeling sad. 3.5 years later, he leaves me again. He goes out, and he now has even a younger girlfriend he's with. Long story short, in that year and a half that he was gone, I put myself back together, got myself going, and have been doing things real well. Now he's back, and he's around here. I'm really scared. Do I keep the man or the goals? What do the psychics think? Ooh, I'm turning this over to the girls. I'm scared to answer that one.
Ooh, I don't know. I'll let Angie start.
Angie, you're our guest. You get to go first because you're on Tuesday. We were both scared.
I'm just actually going to go with what I'm feeling here. I really think that she needs to go with her goals. That's where she's set. That's where she's, you know, supposed to go there. I think that, you know, as a Libra, I'm all about balance. And I like that, you know, I have to be balanced. And I think that he's just a distraction for her. He's throwing her off. And she's got to, you know, just get a little bit more love and balance in there. I'd go with the goals.
Well, she Libra, you went right in there. And we do love Angie. She has a lot of fans. She also has people who tease her mercifully that she has kind of blocked them on love on this show before. Oh, my gosh, Lori, what do you feel? Are you like Andre, too? Do you think we should just slam him to the door again if he can't be good?
Yes. It reminds me of a soccer field. It really does. A soccer field with the goals. Kicking.
That's a goal we want for you, Nancy. We want you to put that man right out with the goal and kick him towards the goalie.
And grab those points and win. Exactly.
Now, and on the other side of this, I've got friends writing me, and I know all brothers and all friends were going to say, I agree with the ladies. This is where we're looking at energy. If he was part of her life, he would be working with her together. And, of course, if you are upset, write Chris the Intuitive. I'll give you his email. You can send all those complaints there. No, I'm kidding. But it's like I'm psychic.
We have a complaint box.
We have a complaint box.
Love specialist.
Yes, and you know, and seeing that, if you're coming into your life and he's making it that chaotic, then you two need to grab the passion, because it takes two. And I do agree with this. I can relate with you. I had a person that was a very good friend. I couldn't handle the relationship with some of it. We were very much intense, where when we got together, it got scary. Things would go cuckoo. And we both agreed at that point that something was right. Long story short, she went on and got married. I was still left at the – I was like the psychic at the salad bar, and my feelers were hurt, and I'm thinking, well, I wasn't really – but it just wasn't right. And then the angel stepped in. Someone gave me a reading. Long story short, I told you guys about the class, and I got phenomenal. I got the love of my life. She comes rolling in for a reading. We meet. Ta-da! I'm in love, and things went well, and you guys all know about my lady. So I have to agree with the girls. Get, you know, and maybe it's going to hurt a little bit, but if he's doing that much to you and it's crazy and you're not happy, then he's not good. Why grab onto an anchor when you want to sail? You want that baby up in the water moving with you.
Right.
We got them writing in, Jethro, you guys are intense. You're talking about people's love life. How dare you say that? He can go out and date who he wants. What if he's really not really understanding he's dating her for the children? If he's dating her for the children, then that's definitely a reason. Never stay for that. Stay because you love the person. Love is so hard to catch. Thank you, Angie, for coming on our show. You've revved us up. You guys on Tuesdays are a little more intenser, but... Lori, we're getting hate mail again. It's going there. Let's grab it and let's get a hold of the phones. I was kidding. It is Psyche Jethro. I can't be Chris. I tease him mercifully. He's a good friend and a nice guy. 662, what about you? What do you think about these psychics gone wild? 662?
What?
Yeah, you're on live. We finally got the phones to work. I'm so sorry they held on to you where they shouldn't. This is Jethro and Lori and Angie. How are you?
Hi, guys. Nice to meet you all.
Hi.
My first
Hi.
Time calling in. Well, actually, my second time, I think it's my first time talking to you all.
Oh, well, good.
I'm going to turn you over to the ladies, tell them your name, then let them give you a reading. I'll be right back. I'm going in the back and, I guess, spank the phone man. I don't know what they're doing. Something's wrong with our phone. Be right back.
Okay.
Okay, what is your name?
Patricia.
Patricia.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Do you have a question?
Actually, I do, but you guys said you don't know if you're going to do the love thing tonight. but here I go.
Oh, no. We do the love thing. It was It's just, that's one of the hardest part of reading the cards, because love is so, so deep.
Mm-hmm.
No, you can ask a love question.
Okay. I have a question. Met this young man about a month ago online.
Mm-hmm.
Became very serious after meeting offline for a while there, and things got a little crazy about a week ago, well, last Saturday. And I'm just trying to see, are we going to rekindle and proceed with everything?
Okay, so you met him about a month ago, but here just recently things aren't really going like they was at the beginning?
Kind of look crazy. Actually, I kind of like popped up at his house unannounced, and he didn't like it. Those have kind of looked crazy since then.
Okay. Angie, you want to start, and I'll follow behind you?
Oh, sure, Lori.
Okay.
So, sweetie, you had met this man. Things got a little crazy in a good way, bad way, sorry.
No, things were going well until that point.
So our question is whether we're going to take things forward with this man, correct?
Yes.
Okay. I think that, I mean, what I'm seeing is good. Did you kind of attract this man to you?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Sorry, that's just what it kind of looked like to me. I think that you have to fight to get past the crazy, but I think it's going to be worth it.
Wow. Okay.
It's going to be a good thing. You've attracted it. You wanted it. You're just going to have to fight to get past that crazy a little bit, okay?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe want to see something?
Yeah. Yeah. I see somewhere. I just flipped three cards. And these cards are showing that excuse me, I need coffee. Sorry. Starts getting dry. Showing that the past card showing that what you just told us, things were going good, and the present card is showing things are on a turmoil right now.
Right.
Showing the hangman.
Okay.
And the final card is showing a woman of pentacles, nine of pentacles. And she's holding a bird. She looks like she's happy, content. So the outcome card is the good card. And like Angie says, just kind of work it out. Maybe since it's a new relationship, you know, just don't push it. Just give it some time. So I hope we helped you on that.
Yeah, you did. I'm just kind of laying back, kind of letting him come to me. So I'm kind of letting them cool off, I guess that's what he's doing. I don't know if he's cooling off.
Right.
I have you went the other direction, I'm not sure.
Yeah, it's
right.
Okay, you've got the perfect approach.
Right. I love your voice. You have the cutest voice. You sound like one of those characters off of one of the, like a Disney movie or something. I just like your voice. I got to tell you, it's just very good here. I thank you so much for calling. I hope we helped you. And I don't know what happened, but you got a hold of, you got to hit about 18 people. They're holding their phones and they're turning them cute colors. We don't know why.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So thank you
but
for calling in.
Thank you. And you all give me a whole lot. And I hope to call back in the near future to get all three of you all in.
Oh, well,
we love you.
Please.
Follow Psychic So Well on the right, and we'll be playing with you one more time.
I know, right? Okay, thanks a lot. Nice to meet you all. Have a
good night.
Great. We got a lot of got the phones back. Everything's happening. I got another one in. And we just found out why the reason this is happening is that we have such a large amount of people calling in. The phones are having a little bit of trouble accommodating all the fans of these lovely ladies. So you guys, that's a good Now we know what's
must be the static electricity.
Well, and we had someone write in, they go, tell Lori that if she wants, she can have a little moonshine in Georgia. This is Ted, and I really love her show, and I know she's married, but I just made a batch of moonshine. Ted, is that legal? I don't know if you can make moonshine. Ted's trying to, Ted, you better quit. I'm going to tell her husband. We got people calling
in. Well, go outside. Like, go outside. And shine, and there's your moonshine.
Yes, exactly. Shine, little baby, shine. We love all of you guys that are tuning in, and we're getting to more of the phone and just being wild and having fun. I got to tease you. I had a person right in here, Jethro, I love the fact. Would you please send your spicy magic cake recipe to me? 2.5 years ago, I remember you did it over the show, and my sister made it with the orange juice, and it was really great, but we've lost the recipe, and I'd like to start a new business. I will do that. Carrie Ann, just write to me at psychesgonewild.com. Those of you who want those recipes, I always share them. I love that. It is my magic cake recipe. You remember now, when you take it out, it's the cake. You have to drop it on the floor twice. You have to make it, mix it, put it in the pan. After you've done it, drop it twice, shake it twice, knock to, for lady luck to knock. You have to say what I say to make this a magic cake. Otherwise, it's a spice cake with a nice recipe that comes made with orange juice. But the things that are in the cake are very positive natural herbs and very positive things. Yes, I am a Christian, and yes, I believe that. But I do know that the world resonates with energy. So if you would like that recipe, write to me at psychesgonewild.com and say, Jethro, send me an email and say, I would like your cake. Go to psychesgonewild.com. We're going to be giving away prizes. We haven't for the last couple shows because we've been so busy. But before we leave tonight, we're going to give a couple prizes away for you fans that have turned in. But you have to go to psychesgonewild.com. Tonight, the key way to win a prize is to put in there what you find interesting about our show, so we know what to keep doing and what you find not so interesting. We won't read it over the air if it's something that you're afraid of, but we will be able to put that aside. We need to know what we're doing to make you, the customers, happy. We've got a happy customer here that's writing in. I love the show. I find Angie very intense. She is like a tomboy. So am I. I live in Manhattan, and I have decided that most of the time I'm not real crazy about my family. Angie and Lori, would you help me? Should I keep this family, or maybe I should give them up? I'm 17 and I'm sick of their heads. Okay, their heads.
Ooh. At 17?
At 17.
Wow.
Grow up. This is a tomboy.
Yeah. Grow up and appreciate it. Wow. Yeah, at that age, I hate to say this, but most of the kids, I know it all. <You know? laughs> And they don't.
No, that is such a young, tender age. And I have to say that, I remember I had a tough family too. And at 17, I think you really have to, really just work on your positivity. And if your family doesn't follow, you still love them, you're your family, but your family is who you make it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh. And I got to agree with you, Angie, as a person that's worked with them, and it's exactly there. And I do want you to realize this. Think of it this way. You're writing from Manhattan, and I'm going to write you, dear Angie's fan. Remember that, Angie is talking about a strong person. Angie survived and did this, is what you're seeing in Angie. So I would say your guides are also telling you, I'm going to get real emotional. I come from a very intense family. There was 8 of us, very, very strong. And until we lost one, we never realized how intense it was. And if you think about when the parents go, remember, it's so easy. And I was the one, as a teenager, I was going to trade them in for the first thing that come along. I told them once, I said, there's people down the street that like me. And I was like, that way. I love my people. My sisters and my brothers are very strong, but it took the time to grow together. I know of other families that was like all gingery and it looked good when you look from the outside, but I can tell you as a psychic and a counselor, it's not always the case. There's stuff going on sometimes there. There is families that are good. I'm not saying there isn't, but just really work within yourself and find that part of you, because you're what's going to matter. You're going to be a legal age, and like Angie said, a tender age. Find what really loves in you and learn to compliment. Never accept hurt hurtful or things from it, and work with that, because you're the, you know, the blessing. I love all you guys that are writing in. We've got people going off the wall here. We have friends that are like this. We understand this. It is a topic. Go to the psychic chat room if you want to be in our private room, and you can write in and be a part of this, because Skype is a lot, and we are changing that, you guys. I love you, but it's so hard for me to keep up with all three rooms. I have a Gemini rising, but even me, I'm having it. So go to psychic chat on Facebook and go in, and you're welcome there. We've got readers there. We love you. We, you know, that's where we can give you that little extra reading. Yes, we do a few free ones and mini readings. Jethro, I have to ask you right now, what happened to the chocolate? Because there was 2.5 pounds of it up here when you were here in D.C., and now I don't see much left. I probably ate it. I got to tell you, I'm not joking. I love to eat. I do apologize, Polly. You invite me to your party, and 2.5 pounds of chocolate for Psyche Jethro is like a one big kiss. I probably in two handsful had that baby. You know, I got to tell you, I love to eat, and I do. I can't help it. Some people have, I took after my namesake, and there's times that I will just feel the energy, and I'll reach out, and I get to eating. I used to, I would swear on a Bible, I used to eat enough for three people. I would eat two full trays of food in about an hour's time, and I was the one employee where I worked at the University of Wyoming that I would make sure that I got both of my times, so I would eat an hour, and then I would go back to work. Then I would do it, and then my next other one was another hour, and I ate because it was all free, and I ate everything. My mother taught me never waste it, because what you're telling the university, if you're throwing it away, is that you have access. So you have enough stuff in your life to do that. So for those of you guys setting goals, remember, I agree the world has an expansion, that right now there's enough billions of billions of dollars that me and Angie and Lori could open our hearts right now, and all three of us would be rich within a few moments, because there's that much excess in this world for each of us. I do believe very much, and I know that with the proof of the secret and the goals. But I also know that if you're out there, what you're saying in the universe and what you're doing does matter. So you don't want to be stingy and going, okay, everybody gets a little piece of bread because we've only got $2.95 this week. But you want to be able to be common sense and not say, okay, just, you know, toss that because we've got a case of it. Because the universe will pick that up. And it's like you need to treat the world like you want to be treated.
Right.
I hope I'm on my – Lori, can you relate with that? Has there been times in your life where you've had, like – lots of excess, and you want to just go out and throw dollar bills at the neighbors, you know?
When I have excess, I if it comes to food, I don't like to throw nothing away. I mean, I'm not a pack rat, but I always find a use for it somehow, or at least I try. If I have extra food at my meal, I will freeze it. And that goes with my gardening, and, you know, my vegetables. I utilize everything I have.
I love it. Now, you're raising kids also, and so is Angie. Angie, what would you do with, do you go out and maybe just, like, throw some bread out to the birds and not care if how are you with it? I mean, I could see you as a naturalist. I know you just got a kitty that came home with you. How are you with your food? Do you waste not want not, or do you kind of party around with it?
You know, as you know, Jethro, I have younger sisters, and there's really not a whole lot of access.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
I love that.
I am one of those people who I'll open up my front door and be all like, hey, you hungry? Come in and eat.
The Kool-Aid bomb. I love it. And those of you tuning in, there's a good answer. I've got Denise writing me here. Jethro, you don't understand. My mom made me eat everything on my plate, and now I have a problem with weight. I do understand, and I will answer that too. I also came from that, and I do want you to portion your food out. You will tease me. I did say I did do that. I'm also telling you that I have that appetite, but you can ask people who know me. Good examples. Chris is also in Tampa. I eat accordingly. Chris is a thin man. He eats 5 eggs on his breakfast. I'll eat 2 or 3. It's okay. It doesn't mean that Chris is better or I'm better. It just means I portion my food. So I agree with you. Portion yourself out. Because if I portion the way I wanted, hand me the case, baby. We're going in for the whole ham. And it's like, that's
right.
The way it goes. But it is a part of it. That's the goals. That's different ideas for me. I have someone write me, Jethro, you're crazy. 1 minute you're talking food, then you're right back on it. Let it go. Get your head out of the fridge and pick up the phone. Oh, okay. We can do that too. 845. You're not alive. Are you 845?
Hi, Jethro. It's Diane from upstate New York. I haven't called in about a year. How are you? Thank you for taking my call.
I'm excited, Diane. I've missed you. Where have you been? You left me here. I've been working myself crazy in Florida for a year. I'm just so glad you're back.
Oh, yes. It's been a year, and I'm glad 2014 is behind me, and I'm looking forward to a new year, many changes. I had a horrific year medically that kind of sent me back, and that's okay, but I'm hopeful that this year I'll sell a house and, you know, just relocate and I don't have one general question because I have a multitude of things going on. So whatever my guardian angels, your lovely ladies, your guests may see in the cards, I would love to have a reading.
Oh, excellent. Okay. I'm seeing color here, and then I'll let the ladies go. I think, is it okay we'll just have Angie go and then and Lori? Is that okay, Lori? Do you want to be the caboose or do you want to go in after me?
Yeah.
Okay, we're seeing the energy, and I want to make sure Lori gets a little water. I know there's doing some energy here to give her a chance with it. I'm having a little bit of throat things. Things are going on with the blue energy tonight. I'm feeling with you, Diane. The guys are showing me leaves. They're showing me that the strength and the energy is together, and they're telling me that this means that this year for you is, it is about you and getting and the goals and the things that are there. I keep seeing something that looks to me like a Monopoly house or something that's being moved or adjusted, which tells me the guides are saying that you are expanding on where you're at or something very good about your residential, something that's going on with you that you've got equity and you're working with your property. Does that make sense what I'm saying? It's property.
Oh, I hope so. I buried St. Joseph's in all four corners of the house. I need to sell. I want to sell his house, and I really want to move.
That baby's going. That's what I'm getting because I'm seeing the house. I'm seeing there. I'm on it still. You had me going. I've never had him do. I mean, I've had him do a lot of things, and I love Monopoly, but they showed it to me, like the house and the moving. So I would say yes. They're also telling me that you've strengthened up, Diane, some work for you on your guides. I'm picking up something here with the energy. They're working, and I'm going to turn it over to our delightful Angie. I know you've got some cards, or you've picked up something, Angie, and then we'll go. And she's not our caboose. She's the wild engine. I just had someone write me, "Don't you mess with Lori." Oh, my God.
I don't care what part of the train I'm at. I just want to go.
I love it. Angie's in the middle before they get in. Angie's our middle train girl.
You just get stuck in the middle, you know? Well, see, as I'm looking, we're looking more towards the future, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. You know, I pulled the Sun card for you. You are really setting some major intentions here for this year. I mean, it's really positive. I love it. Within the universe, I mean, I think that you're really understanding what you need to do and how this works. And just put your all into it, just like you are, sweetheart. And I think that things are going to get better for you. Wise, I'm not really picking up much. Sorry.
Okay, it happened today. We go through it. I feel the energy with you. That's perfect, though. And what about our girl at the end? We're not saying the caboose girl. We're just saying the girl at the end of the train.
Okay. Lord.
Sometimes all good things take time. You know, I'm the youngest of 12, Jethro.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
My childhood rivalry, 5 years old, she used to smack the back of my head when I'd say that to her. I'd say, well, Mom and Dad did something right.
Oh, hell.
Okay.
People understand. Lori, my dear?
Oh, okay. Yeah, the cards that I flipped on the past, present, and future cards, showing that it's going to take some time, a little bit of time, think about what you're in,
what your goal is. The outcome card looks like a knowledge card. You have to do a little bit of homework, whatever, and conquer you. What you want? That's what I'm getting.
Well, that's what I desire for this year. So, out with the old and with the new.
Exactly. Yep. All good intentions. Exactly.
Oh yes, I changed my mantra to "I desire." You know, so hopefully everything that I desire will come to fruition. And Jeffco, it was a pleasure speaking to you. And ladies, thank you. Godspeed, and I'll tune in and let you know how things go.
Thank you.
We love you, Diane. Thank you for calling us.
Thank you, Jeffco. Bye bye.
That's why I do the show. You see, we get friends like that. I just have so many of you guys. And I had someone tease me. They go, Jethro, you what? And I said, I have friends all over the world that talk to me on the radio. And I got a laugh. We have people writing in, Jethro, I think you should call Loria Caboose. She turned the caboose loose. Let her go wild. We love her. Okay. There's some party friends of mine over in Utah. And I do want to tease you guys. I do remember your band. And they're writing to me now. And it's been actually, you've got a long memory. It was 15, almost 18 years ago. And yes, I did dance with your band over in Utah, and we went to Denny's and ate out that night. It was a lot of fun. They're writing in. They go, we're having a blast over here. We're listening to you, Jethro, sitting here with a radio. What in God's name have you been doing? We saw you on Facebook. You used to be thin. Good God, shut that fridge door before you scare the rest of us. Okay. I will not. I will now eat in memory of my thinness. I know. I put on a pound or two. But you know what? I'm having fun, and I'm loving life. So there. And the next time I hear your band on there, please don't play with the celery. That made me crazy. I would have ate that celery, and you guys were using it for drum. That made me go right off my mind.
I would have put peanut butter on that celery.
Oh, yeah. I'd love that. And so we're tuning in. We were supposed to have a drive-by. We haven't let go of Angie. We can't. We've got a few minutes left.
No, we're not going
to
let her go.
She's staying with us. Our
she's having
rock.
Too much fun.
Angie, they're writing here a question for you. And can we look at the fact that every time my sister talks to me, you had said you have one, my sister makes me feel creepy. Is it true that psychic people can give you a tummy ache? Because she got upset with me and I got a stomach ache for 2 days. And all I said was something funny about her goofy boyfriend. He looks like a stick with a hat on. What should I do now to get my sister to quit hitting my tummy? Brittany says that.
Oh, sweetie. Yes, yes, yes. That can happen. It absolutely. And I know that we have to be careful about what we say. people that just say the first thing that, you know, rolls off the tongue. And I get myself into a lot of trouble, too. And I actually, with one of my sisters, said what I thought of her boyfriend, too. And yes. you feel that. Hey.
Now the truth comes out. You're not a sweetie, Angie. You're Audrey, like me and Lori. That's why you're over here. Chris, the nice guy, and he's been hiding you over there. You're an Audrey one, too.
Chris kind of covers it up, you know. He's got that nice sweet. And I'm all over here like, what?
Oh, no. I knew it. I love it. And we're writing in. She goes, okay, and Lori, you know, I will work with this. What would you suggest I do with my psychic sister? Because she told me if I make fun of her boyfriend again, she's going to make part of my hair fall out. Oh, God. Ooh. They're on with these sisters.
Oh, goodness. Goodness. Wow.
Lori, help her. I don't
they
want
just
her
need
to
chill
out.
Yeah, go take a chill pill and eat some chocolate.
Oh, and they're eating chocolate Twinkies in the room. Rita and Chris are in there going wilder than ever. So those of you going in there, get a reading. Get a hold of us at psychicsgonewild.com. Two of us wanted to talk to you, Jethro, but sadly your phone threw me out. I'm very upset. I'm writing to you. Well, don't write me. Write Blog Talk Radio because they're the ones that control the radio. I do this. I want you guys to understand that we do this so you know what we're like. You get to read with us, have fun. I heard so much laughing on the phone. Are you guys working? I want to know. This is Brian Addison. I'm going to be calling the Blog Epcot police and find out if you're supposed to be having this much fun on the air. Well, Mr. Yeah, you just call them. You do that. I don't know what it is. Like, oh, my God. We are talking goals, and we're getting a lot of information out. I know there's some of you guys that still love us. We got lots of phone calls in. We're going to grab one again because they're going, Jethro, are you going to go to work, or do I have to tell? Don't tell. I'm going to work. We got a phone. Skype one. How are you, Skype caller? I can't.
Hello. You guys are cracking me up.
We're
having fun.
Like, you guys are having too much fun. I'm like, what are you drinking? Can you share some? Give me a glass. You know what I mean?
Right.
This is raw energy, these two. And then we've got Chris in the room and this intuitive and all this energy is like green, pretty, happy, loving. Don't you feel it? And it's like, oh, my God. When I got in, I was kind of grumpy. Now I'm just like, let's do it. I guess we're happiest.
Oh, my goodness. Well, my
what is your name?
I'm sorry. It's Vicky calling from Maryland. And Gerard, when are you coming back to D.C.?
Oh, my God, I am coming back. I'm going to be there the 23rd, and I'm going to be going so wild. I had friends laughing that I'm going to be there for 2 weeks, and I've gotten a really fun thing. I got to go through on the Ferris wheel. I love that, but it has a glass floor.
Oh, you love it. Oh, my gosh. Wow. Okay.
No one told me, you guys, you know, Maryland's cold. I thought Wyoming was cold. You're cold, and people are all laughing.
No, it is
cold.
No, it is cold. It is cold.
Keep it. Keep it. Keep it. Don't bring it out west.
I'm in Wisconsin.
Like all capital letters, C-O-L-D, underline. It is cold.
Oh, my Lord. I had such a fun time. And those of you tune in on Facebook, you can see it. We have pictures of us there. You've got to go there. Maryland is, I got to tease you, got the funnest people, the funnest state. They are just straight up. It's like, what are you doing? What do you got? People got time. Let's go over here and have some calamari. Well, what are you doing? We're eating. We're laughing. They made me laugh so bad. The one lady's like, a little wine with that? I go, no, I don't. I don't think you can be drinking wine out here. She's like, does you see a sign that says no wine? I said, no. So they're like, I love this one. You have time for a snack? I go, yes, I do. Let's have a little appetizer here.
Oh, yeah. So I'm looking forward to it, too, at least hopefully when you're back here meeting you in person. My question is, I have a manager who's on me like white on rice and not in a good way. I don't know what the deal is, so maybe you guys can hopefully tell me something.
I feel it.
You feel it?
Okay.
And I can feel the boys. The ladies are picking up the cards, and the boys and the energy. Both me and the Scorpio in the room are both like, oh, yeah, we've been that number. He's calling you regularly, and he's chewing where he don't need to be chewing. I just don't like that. I don't like what the boss that's in the energy. And they're showing me that this is going to be strengthened up. I need you to say your name for me again.
Vicky.
Vicky, I feel that strength, and I feel that that this is something going on between you two that's going to be changing in some of the work that's there. There's also a part of this karma with this one, that this person's got something going behind the scenes there, and he's not liking the fact that you're not part of their undercurrent. There's something there I feel that's a little... there's something that's going on that you're not aware of, that you don't play the way they play or something.
I don't. I don't.
I love you. And I don't.
I don't.
And
I'm not going to, you know.
Uh-oh, I love it. The woman with credentials, and that's got the guy, and there's something odd here. Ladies, what are you seeing with the card? And I apologize, we got 1 minute left, and we got to run out the door. They're going to kick us out the door.
Go ahead, Angie.
You sweetie. I get a really uneasy feeling about this guy.
Yeah.
Like, I just don't like it at all. Lori, you want to...
Yep.
Is he saying things behind my back to the manager? Is that what you're saying? Is that... maybe, am I reading that correctly or incorrectly?
What was your question, sorry?
I said, is this guy going to the manager and saying things about me behind my back? I'm not understanding. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah.
I do. Because the card I pulled,
the card that I'm seeing right here is showing a gentleman with wands.
Yep.
Where he's aiming wands, you know, like daggers, how you get somebody talks about your bag with daggers, basically. Yes. Yep.
So you think I should just resign? Because that's how I'm feeling. I'm just feeling that.
Yeah.
It's time for me to go.
Yep. Definitely. You don't need to be around that kind of crowd.
No, I don't, because that's not my energy.
It's
anyway.
Negative.
You know what
it's
I mean?
Negative.
It's not. It's very, very.
Right.
Yes.
Right. Move on.
We gotta go.
Happy.
We love you, Vicky.
Sorry,
we gotta talk. We got 10 seconds left. We're gonna say, come and see us at Psyche's Gone Wild. We love all of you guys. Remember to stay cool, be wild. It's the